Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's March 27th. It's 2017. And we are here to talk about everything that is affecting you, the markets, your money, your future, the economy, and all that crap in between. And as stated, we'll do Washington and the markets, politics and the markets, politics and your money, Washington and your money, because now more than ever, you get the point. And of course, we will cover the markets from A to Z, Z to A, backwards and forwards, forwards and backwards. Hope you're having a good day today. Hope you had a good weekend. We're here in Central Florida where this week, it's a big week. WrestleMania coming up this Sunday here in Orlando, Florida. And I guess they get here early and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all kinds of stuff. And then they're going to have Monday Night Raw on Monday and SmackDown on Tuesday. So it's an all-wrestling week, and I'm in all my glory because, as you know, I'm a psychotic, maniacal, professional wrestling fan. And so are you. Don't lie. No, really, don't lie. Hey, kids, if you don't get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press that button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me right there. Be nice. Read our commentaries, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. Press the money management button. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. The consulting button if you do it yourself. The subscribe button if you want to get our notes sent directly to you. And blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. All right. As usual, we start off the show with something quite important. Trump land. And the reason why we start off with Trump land is because we do believe, and we've been talking to you for years and years and years, we need to change the trajectory of this country. Government keeps growing too fast, too far, too big, too strong, and the people of this country grow weaker. Now, we don't really grow weaker. We just cannot reach our full potential. Why? It's simple numbers. It's simple numbers. In the year 2000, federal spending was $1.8 trillion. This year is going to be $4.1 trillion. I ask a question of you. Where is that $2.3 trillion coming and going? What is it being spent on? Anybody got the answer? Huh? Bueller? Bueller? You get my point? It's been done on purpose. It's all of them. And you can see it now. Remember what we've told you here? We're not Republican. We're not Democrat. We hate them all. Look what's happened with the Republicans. They couldn't even, for 7 years, just so you know, in case you did not know, they've been sending bills to repeal Obamacare for years. And when finally it's their turn at the bat, up the bat, guess what they do? Nothing. So again, it's the same old, same old. It's up to us to can all these people, all of them. Because if we don't change the trajectory, we don't have a shot. We're $20 trillion of debt, and I know that's no big deal. It's okay, because we're living our lives daily, markets near new highs, everything's good. What could be wrong? Why don't we just go to $25 trillion? Why don't we go to $30 trillion? Why don't we go to $50 trillion? Why don't we just keep going and going and going and going? The answer is, in the study of history since the beginning of time, debt always kills, eventually. It feels good while it's blowing up, because it creates bubbles and asset bubbles, and then when the house comes tumbling down, you'll remember 08, right? How was that for you? Did it feel good when every day was Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, Wachovia, Countrywide, Washington Mutual? How'd that feel? When we worried about each day, whether the next day was going to be Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs, and it would have been them also, except they were saved. So nothing done on healthcare. They're now pivoting to tax policy. And we're hearing different factions yapping away. So I asked the question, what the hell happened to this Democratic Party? Excuse me, Republican Party. What the hell is going on here? We understand there's some that are very hawkish on debt, some less so, some even more less so. But how the heck can grown men and women not get together and understanding if they don't get the job done for this country? They are gone. They are history. They are out of here. And I will lead the parade to get their arses out of here. I promise you that. So I was hearing today, maybe they're going to tie infrastructure also to it. I'm like, what? That maybe if you tie infrastructure, that'll make the Democrats happy and you can get some deals done, huh? And maybe at that point in time, the Democrats will come around and do something on tax cuts. Huh? What? Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer don't even know how to spell the words tax cuts. That's number one. And infrastructure? Y'all remember that $800 billion stimulus that Barack Obama told us was going a ton of it towards infrastructure? Remember that? And he lied. They lied. Of course, the media didn't cover that lie because they don't do that. But now all of a sudden they want infrastructure. Remember they said the shovel-ready jobs. That's why we need the $800 billion stimulus. Shovel-ready. You know what was shoveled, right? So I don't know where this is going to take us, ladies and gentlemen. But they better do something. Taxes and fees and fines and penalties and mandates have been going up. And we've got to stop it. And what you do is you think Reagan. And you come out with massive change of legislation. And that is everything in favor of the people, everything not in favor of government and the size of government. You starve the beast. That's what you do. In case you do not know, Ronald Reagan took, I think it was 24 tax brackets with the highest rate in the 70s down to the highest rate of 28. And I think he did like 5 tax brackets maybe. And unleashed the greatness of the American people. unleashed it. Do you realize the highest tax rate at one time was in the 90s? Now, it was an effective tax rate because you had big write-offs. But do you believe they had the grapefruits in Washington to have a 90% tax rate? If I was around then, I would have kicked them in the grapefruits. 90%? Are you high? I make a dollar and give you yutzes 90 cents of it? So anyway, that was Trump land today. Also, Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, gave big warning to sanctuary cities, who, by the way, may I just say, are breaking the law. Just letting you know. So you'll go out and rob banks and, you know, steal and thieve and deal drugs and do, you know, just do everything illegal. You know why? Because they do, and they don't get in trouble. That was sarcasm. Just making sure. That was sarcasm. Okay? So up next, maybe a, I'm not going to say important day for the market, but a few things happened today that could be of import because, you know, we've kind of had 8 down days in a row. Not big down days, but minor league. And we will have lots to say. So that market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today, that's all up next on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know, Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beats, or beets, are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beats folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450, 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeats.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, the Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 303-3398.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Really appreciate you spending the time with us, ladies and gentlemen. We do have a bunch of things to cover. Interesting day in the market. I didn't realize this, but a lot of people were getting really pessimistic coming into this week, all worried about the healthcare bill not being even gone through, not even voted on. And I guess a bunch of people were worried that the market was just going to take a you-know-what. I didn't really feel that way. I thought the market's in a little bit of trouble. There are areas we've been specifically telling you to avoid, and that's been what I would call on the prescient side. But I don't think the end of the world's at hand. Of course, it could be the start of something, and as it goes, we let you know. But we weren't into that. But futures were down pretty decently, and we were getting hit pretty hard early on. But then something happened. So let's cover it. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's just Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. On the day, Dow was still down 45 on the day. In the Dow today, Chevron down almost $2. 3M down a buck. Goldman Sachs was down almost $3, and nothing else really moved. S&P was down 2 and change, but the NASDAQ was up 11. NASDAQ 100 was up 10. The transports were up 6. Advanced declines about flat on the New York. A little bit better on the NASDAQ 16-13. More new lows in the market than new highs. May I just say that? But something happened today that I think of possible import. As you know, we have been telling you to watch the financials, specifically because they have been leading the market since November 9th. That's not too hard to figure out. And recently, financials have been under serious pressure. The major ETFs and indices of the financial broke support and moving averages, at least the shorter term. A few names were down to longer term moving averages, which gives pause. And they were having another rough day today. Now, financials were still mostly down, but way off their lows. On top of that today, the Dow at one point today was down about 180 and finished only down 45. Bear with me. The NASDAQ today, you ready for this? Was down 60. Finished up 11. The S&P 500 at one time today was down 21. Finished only down 2. What have we taught you about days like today? When the market's down big, after a drop, and you have this day where the market's down big again, but finish strong, and finish near the flat line or even up, it usually means on a near-term basis, a low, a, not the, could be the, but it's a low, is being put in, and probably get some upside testing from here, as today kind of, sort of, is a little mini, not big, washout. Last of the sellers get picked off, and buyers show up, but I got news for you. Volume wasn't heavy, buyers didn't show up in a big way. It just felt like the sellers got tired, and maybe we get some upside testing. Now, the other part of the equation, the S&P, right off the 50-day moving average today. The NASDAQ, within a hair of being right off the 50-day moving average today. The Dow, right off the 50-day moving average, that vital area of support the boys were holding onto today. Now, that does not mean we rally up a couple of days or rally up for a half day tomorrow and just roll back over. We're just letting you know that today they defended a pretty ugly first part of the day. And in a pretty decent way. And we'll see what comes next. Odds favor upside testing. I don't think it really can go too far at this juncture because there's been a lot of technical damage done. And when we use the term technical damage, it just means a bunch of areas, a bunch of sectors, a bunch of stocks have been taken out. Broken. No more uptrend. So just letting you know. In addition, some pretty darn good action in beta. You know what I mean by beta, right? The tech, internet, wouldn't call them high flyers, but you know what I mean by that. Beta. And that's not bad. At all. So what we're going to do here, we've set the stage with the major indices. We'll go through some sectors, and then we'll go some individual names that are showing continually. We mentioned a few already. Some pretty darn good strength. Unusual strength. Separating themselves. Remember, when the market gets weak, it's easy to isolate the real strength. So that's up next. And the movers. And some news. And whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, 5-ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $9.99.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now 5-ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $9.99. In-store only, limit 2 per customer, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Let's cover a few things. In no particular order. Snapchat, since we were asked about it. As you know, when they brought it out, went to 25, and the next day went to 29, we said to you very simply, you're paying $30 billion for a company that has less than $500 million in revenues, but more than $500 million in losses. Pick your poison. And we also went on to state we have no clue whether it goes up or down from here because there's really no way. It's very random in the first few days. And it just so happened the stock went from 29 down to 19. Closing low was like 19 and three quarters. Over the last 4 days has gone up to $23.83. Like eight different brokerage houses today came out with buy recommendations on it. Gee, they all own the stock. But don't worry, there's no conflict of interest. It looks like it turned the corner 3 days ago, but it's too tough to tell. We'll see how it plays out over the next few days. Let it settle down. I've seen plenty of ridiculously valued things double in price, so we will have no bias if this thing wants to go higher. And you never know, maybe they're going to grow exponentially to fill in the P with the E or the E with the P. Just letting you know that better action over the last few days because analysts are jumping all over it. Yay. Mention financials. We don't know, need to go deeper into it except to say probably today after some real yuck, you're finding an area of support for now. But still, I believe they're under pressure. I believe they've lost their relative strength. I believe there'll be better places. And also, as always, if anything changes on that front, we will gladly let you know. What was interesting to us today was Priceline up 18. Keep in mind, it's $1.80 on a $170 stock. And this is all after being down early. Netflix up 2, holding the 50-day moving average. Amazon finished up after being down 10, holding the 50-day moving average. Advanced Optoelectronics, that's that AAOI we told you about, is possibly being the strongest stock in the market, but you just need a secondary buy point, was down 2 early, finished up almost 5. Coherent, COHR, gapped up and sitting tight, looks like it's breaking out. That was up 7 today. Keep in mind, it's a $204 stock, but strong. Tesla up 7. There is this article today, you know, they got this 3 coming out, and supposedly it's going to be great competition for Mercedes and BMW. All I know is Tesla held the 50-day moving average very well the other day and had a very strong day again today. This is what we mean by beta. Beta. Apple was down like a buck and a half early, finished up on the day. So this beta stuff, still acting okay. I'll get real worried when they stop acting okay. Steel and commodities, we are not bullish on, of course. We have been telling you to avoid them. They probably today did a little bit of what the financials did. After a pretty decent drop, found an area where it got some support. Again, we repeat, possibly you're going to get some upside testing here. We do not think it's investable. We think it's maybe tradable. We wouldn't go any further than that because we believe the commodities are pretty much in downtrends now, not in uptrends. Big caps are still outperforming the small caps. Though small caps, let's see where they finished today. The Russell 2000. Yeah, still below the 50-day moving average. The Russell's where it was basically back in mid-November at this juncture. Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, in mid-November. And just underperforming at this juncture. And again, we'd underweight the small caps versus the large caps. Retail, dead. We wouldn't go near it. Of course, they can bounce them at any time, but they're dead. They're dead. They're dead. Did I tell you they're dead? Now, I got asked today, hey, Sears Holdings was up 90 cents today to $9.43. Didn't they just say the other day that they may have issues going forward as a going concern? Yeah, they did say that. That's all. The company in the last four quarters, let's see, they lost 4.7. Let's call it $8 a share. So they lost $850 million. They're running out of cash, and they have to sell pieces of the company in order to stay flush. You go buy it. I'm going to take a pass, if you don't mind. And then as you go look at Macy's, you go look at Gap stores, Kohl's, they're just dead, dead, dead. I do want to mention one retailer, though, Best Buy. I haven't been to Best Buy in a bunch of months, and the Best Buy near my house, they redecorated it, and it looks so much better than it used to. It really, the traffic wasn't that great, but I'm letting you know, Best Buy, stock's acting well. Had a big breakout in November and then stopped dead in its tracks. But you can see over the last 8-10 weeks, it's the stock is just dead. And today looks like it's trying to come out of range to go back to the old highs in December. We'll see. Just letting you know, I was kind of impressed with the new store. They did a whole jiggering, moving things around. It looked just updated. Pretty darn good. But overall, stay away from the retail. Housing stocks, which have been emerging, little pullback today, no big deal. And just as I'm scoping around, better action. There's really only a couple of names in biotech that actually have earnings and sales that look well. Celgene is one of them, CELG. I don't like mentioning the companies that have $4 billion market caps that have gone from 100 to 150 and have no sales. I don't want to mention them, because I don't want to be the guy that mentioned them. And then tonight, the placebo does better than the drug in phase two trials, and the stock's cut in half overnight. Not me. Not Gary. Uh-uh. Rest of the movers of the day. I mentioned Priceline. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals up 10. That's a biotech. Been doing nothing. Intuitive Surgical, that's new high ground. Got to mention that. Tesla is mentioned up 7, acting pretty well the last couple of days. Coherent is mentioned up 7. Bluebird Bio, almost 6. Google, 5. Applied Optoelectronics, as I said, I said Advance, it's Applied, up almost 5. TransDigm, 4. The hospitals were very good today. Why? Obamacare, hospitals, everybody happy. So HCA up 4. 3 or more. Jazz Pharmaceuticals, Panera Bread, Panera acting well. Eagle Pharmaceuticals, Sage Therapeutics, 2 or more. Pulse Biosciences, no comment on these. McKesson, I'm just reading the movers. Wynn Resorts, that stock's acting well right now. WYNN, pullbacks into that 107, 108 area. Finishing off the upside, Sanderson Farms, Ferrari. Stock strong. All the autos are acting like crap. Ferrari acting well. Symbol RACE. I recommend the cars highly. On the upside, Netflix up 2, and that is your ever popular over the top movers on the upside. On the downside, AutoZone 7, WageWorks 4, Tal Education 4, Equinix 4, 3 or more. Managed care, not good. Humana, Tesoro, Essex Property Trust, 2 or more. Goldman Sachs, Market Taxis, Charter Communications, FactSet Research, WW Granger, General Dynamics, Clovis Oncology, Public Storage, Sierra Wireless, O'Reilly Automotive, Advanced Auto Parts, so the auto parts retailer is not a good day, and that is your ever-popular over-the-top movers of the day. Today, this Monday, up next, tidbits. I go through newspapers every day. Pulled a few things out today that I thought would be of quite the interest. We'll do that and more on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now, 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. A couple of things that I thought that, hit me. So I just want to let you know, all you people with credit cards, annual credit card fees aren't set in stone. In fact, many people who ask their card company for a break get it. More than 80% of people who ask their card company for relief from the annual fees receive it, according to a new survey. Most get the fee waived entirely, while a smaller portion receive a fee reduction. So we're just letting you know, the competition for your credit card business is wildly competitive. So me... your smart money doofus is letting you know that if you got charged on your credit card, you may want to make a call. Next, this one hit me also. Front page of the USA Today and the full back page of USA Today. Main section. Immigrants who thought they could stay face a new reality. Lives change forever in these 8 cases. So what they did was they go over 8 cases where people are being or may be deported under a new Trump administration. And it's heart-wrenching. Could you read about people that came here, one came here as a teenager and has been living here for 20 years, has 2 children, works, and they want to send her out. Okay? They want to send her out because the woman made up a social security number to get a cleaning job at a park, which is a common practice among undocumented immigrants. State prosecutors said she used 2 numbers that belonged to U.S. citizens and got her to sign a plea agreement on a felony charge. Served 90 days in detention, was set to be deported, but she was allowed to remain in the U.S. on a supervised release. And then there are a few others. But none of that is my issue. None of that is my issue. My issue is what I've been telling you about for years on this show, and the biggest problem this country has. It wasn't Barack Obama. It wasn't George Bush. It isn't Donald Trump. It isn't all the people in Washington. It's the media. Because they refuse to cover things in a fair and effective fashion. What do I mean? Why is USA Today covering this now? Why? To make Donald Trump look like a bigot, racist, hates immigrants. Why didn't they cover this when Barack Obama was president? When Barack Obama deported 2.5 million people? Did any of you ever hear anybody claim that Barack Obama was heartless and didn't like immigrants? Ever? 2.5 million people, USA Today didn't give a crap. And I got news for you. They don't give a crap about these 8 immigrants either. They are just trying to go after Trump. And that's how you get the $20 trillion in debt. That's how you get the 12 million undocumented immigrants here. You get there because you do not go after people in power until the people in power you don't like. And you gave Barack Obama 8 years of a pass, $9 trillion in debt, 2.5 million people deported. But now, deporting is terrible. USA Today, you suck. You really do. Because you're supposed to be journalists. Effective, efficient, and fair. And you have shown you are none of any of it. Does that make any sense English-wise? And lastly, I don't know if I'm even have time for this one. I may have to finish this tomorrow. Wall Street Journal. Should Social Security be privatized? One person said yes and give their answer why. Another person says no. And the person who says no says it would weaken people's economic security. What? How would privatizing Social Security to where you have your money in your own account weaken your economic security? How is that possible? Only in the land of socialism would they think that. Do you realize that they stole all the money from Social Security? There was supposed to be a lockbox. There isn't anything there. Do you realize somebody who's collecting their money now is not getting back their money, but is getting a worker's money from today because they ripped you off? Do you realize that if when Social Security started, instead of Social Security, the same amount of money taken out of your paycheck went into your account that you couldn't touch into 10-year treasuries, you would have so much more money now. God, how much more money you would have right now. And you wouldn't have to worry about government running out of the money. And you wouldn't have to worry about a Ponzi scheme. I wish they asked me to debate this woman. I would shred this woman. They just believe you can't handle your lives. They believe everything's got to go into the government coffers and they'll take care of it. Well, they didn't take care of your Social Security dollars. The thieves stole it. Who were the thieves? The politicians in Washington, D.C. that swore to you had a lockbox. More on this tomorrow. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. Serenity now. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure, ladies and gentlemen. Do make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,